Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2704. 7 Ways You May Be Leaving Money on the Table When You Retire, by Kathleen Coxwell of newretirement.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to jump right into today's post as we optimize your life. 7 Ways You May Be Leaving Money on the Table When You Retire, by Kathleen Coxwell of newretirement.com. Are you leaving money on the table when you retire? The answer is likely a resounding yes, whether you realize it or not. And that is too bad. You want and need every penny you can muster to fund a secure future. So it's important to take advantage of every opportunity to make smart use of your money. Surprisingly though, many retirees and soon-to-be retirees overlook not just hundreds or even thousands of dollars, but hundreds of thousands in money that could be put towards retirement expenses. Here are 7 tips to help you ensure you're not falling into some of the typical traps that often lead to retirement downfall. 1, make a good decision about Social Security. There isn't necessarily a right or wrong way to claim Social Security. However, it's important to understand how the program was designed to help seniors. According to the Social Security Administration, Social Security is only supposed to replace about 40% of workers' wages in retirement, but almost half of all married couples and 71% of single people are using their Social Security income as at least half of their monthly income, according to the Social Security Administration. A mistake many people make is they take their full Social Security benefits right when they turn 62, when they become eligible, regardless of whether they're still working. By claiming Social Security at the earliest possible date, many people are leaving a substantial amount of money behind because the longer you wait, the greater the benefits become. To give a sense of just how much of a difference this can make, consider that each year you wait past your full retirement age to collect Social Security, your benefit grows by around 8% up to age 70. The difference between claiming at 62 and claiming at 70 can be huge. You might be leaving money on the table, up to $100,000 or more. 2, loosen up some of your investments. Another way older Americans are leaving money on the table in retirement is that they're not taking on enough risk with their investments. Investing all of your money too conservatively in retirement can hurt in the long run. Becoming more conservative in retirement makes sense, but there's a level of risk that can still be maintained. You may be avoiding the stock market in fear of volatility in favor of investing in CDs or treasury bonds. But by limiting yourself in your investments and taking too conservative an approach, you could miss out on substantial gains. A good strategy is to maintain a well-diversified investment mix. Try looking into a variety of investments, some risky, some rock solid secure, and others in between. The exact percentages in each type of financial product should be based on your wealth and goals. And look at index funds rather than individual stocks. Another more strategic option is to apply a bucket investment strategy. For example, Invest money you need in the short term conservatively, and money that you won't need till later more aggressively. Or bucket what you need to spend in retirement and invest that money conservatively and have money that you would like to be able to spend invested with the potential for more return. And if you're worried about stock market volatility, consider ways to protect your money from a stock market crash. Number three, don't forget 401ks at previous employers. An ING Direct USA survey found that 50% of Americans who have participated in a 401k plan left an account at a previous employer. If that's not leaving money on the table, then I don't know what is. And it's not chump change that's being left behind. Nearly a quarter of the orphaned accounts are valued between $10,000 and $50,000. When you leave an account at a previous employer, it's unlikely that you're monitoring and managing the account to maximize growth. Rolling over accounts is almost always a good idea, so long as you follow the rollover guidelines carefully. Number four, watch out for withdrawals. Many Americans in retirement are saying goodbye to a lot of money as they're withdrawing funds from their savings. This is because most don't have a formal plan for withdrawals. Many retirement savings accounts have tax implications, so it's important to be aware of the account type from which you're withdrawing, as well as the taxes that come into play. Yes, there are some accounts for which withdrawals are not taxed, so it's important to be aware of the differences among your accounts up front. A plan should be put into place along with your retirement budget, ideally before you retire. If you're already in retirement, make a plan as soon as possible. Tax implications are also different from state to state. For example, 13 states in the United States tax Social Security benefits. So be sure to find out as much as possible about your individual state's laws on taxing retirement benefits, as well as the tax implications on all of your retirement savings accounts. Number five, think about taxes. How much you'll have to pay in taxes after retirement may be the last thing on your mind, but not taking the time to look at how retirement taxes will affect you could be a mistake, and you could be missing out on a chance to get more from your money. Number six, retire debt before you retire. Before you retire, your goal is to amass resources to live from when you stop working. After you retire, you have a relatively fixed stockpile to make ends meet. If you're still paying off debt, the interest payments is definitely money that's being wasted, especially if the interest rate you're paying is greater than the interest rate you could be earning if the money was in savings or investments. And number seven, consider your home equity. When people calculate what assets they have for retirement, they usually think about savings and income. However, if you own your home equity may be your most valuable asset overall. This money can be tapped for retirement through downsizing, getting a reverse mortgage, or even by renting out a room. Your home is a valuable resource that really should be considered as part of your overall retirement plan. Depending on what it's worth, it could easily add hundreds of thousands to your usable assets. You just listened to the post titled, 7 Ways You May Be Leaving Money on the Table When You Retire by Kathleen Coxwell of NewRetirement.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college? I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. This article for me highlighted the need for a well-thought-out drawdown strategy in retirement that is reassessed every year. The tricky part is that you don't know how long you'll live, so the number of years you're planning for can't be known. There are two schools of thought here: a conservative approach for safety and a probability-based approach to maximize wealth generation. One way to combine these two approaches is to think about how an annuity bought at the appropriate time plus Social Security can provide a nice safe floor of income. And then the rest of your portfolio can be used for discretionary income needs. If you've saved and invested properly for retirement and you've done all the right modeling and testing of your portfolio, there is likely little worry of running out of money. However, I don't see many people talking about managing cognitive decline as you age. Do you really want to be managing a complex withdrawal strategy in your 80s and 90s? Annuities are insurance products with contracts issued by life insurance companies, so it's more of a risk transfer strategy than it is an investment. But if you're curious about annuities, it could be worth your time to consult with a flat fee fiduciary advisor. And that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you so much for subscribing or following the show and sharing it with others. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.